Protesters stage go-go concert in front of Postmaster General DeJoy's home on Sunday. By Christina Wong on August 24, 2020. Hundreds of protesters in Washington, D.C. staged a go-go concert at Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's home on Sunday amid the left's accusations that he and President Trump are trying to sabotage the postal system. The protesters and concert performers are now outside DeJoy's Washington, D.C. home. pic.twitter.com/dhgcixxi. Julio Roses, at Julio_Roses11, August 23, 2020. Protesters ignored D.C. guidance, which says to practice social distancing as much as possible by keeping 6 feet away from others. D.C. guidance also advised that shouting or singing can create droplets that may spread the virus and advised people to hold signs or use noisemakers instead. Yet, protesters stood close together and shouted, "Fuck Trump." A performer encouraged the crowd outside DeJoy's residence to put their middle fingers in the air and shout, "Fuck Trump." pic.twitter.com/hq7pl4say hi. Julio Roses, at Julio_Roses11, August 24, 2020. Singers were filmed not wearing masks at all and standing over the crowd. A lot of dancing at the pro-USPS protest. pic.twitter.com/ugnet. Julio Roses, at Julio_Roses11, August 24, 2020. DeJoy has said he would postpone any major changes to make the postal system more efficient until after the election. But protesters have said they want more, according to The Washingtonian. It is not the first time protesters have targeted DeJoy's home. They have also protested in front of his permanent home in North Carolina. In recent weeks, protesters have targeted Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf's home in suburban Virginia, carrying signs. Some protesters have also begun targeting regular residents in affluent neighborhoods in Washington, D.C., Seattle, St. Louis, and other cities with chance of wake up and no justice, no peace. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.